Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need
your love. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me.
Give her.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's enter in with all faith. Hallelujah. Rosha Baba Shataya. Come on, let's just thank God right now. Right where we are. Hallelujah. Come on, shout glory this morning. Let me hear your voice this morning so that I know that you're with us on today. Amen. Come on, let's thank God for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, enter in. Whatever it is, hallelujah, that has been plaguing your mind, whatever it is that's going on in your life right now, I want you to just give it all over to God. Come believe it on today for a mighty move in your life, in the life of your family, those that you love and concerned about, amen. Those that are on their sick bed, we decree and declare healing on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone that's dealing with any type of addiction, amen. Anyone that's dealing with any financial strife, hallelujah. Anything in your relationships, in your marriages, we decree and declare deliverance on today. We decree and declare that turnaround is here, and we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare no lack, no more setbacks, no more missed opportunities, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare it's harvest time. We shall reap the greatness of the Lord, amen, in the land of the living. Come on, let's shout glory on today. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, oh God, with all faith, with combined faith on this morning. Oh, Lord, we come surrendered all over to you, withholding nothing, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you, Lord God, that you've called us in our right mind, amen, that we know who we are, whose we are, and where we are today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, that we may be changed on today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you search our hearts on this morning. If there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare right now that eyes have not seen, our ears have heard, and entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us, your children. And we just want to say thank you for your plan to give us a hope in the future and expect it in, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Open up our eyes of understanding today, oh God, that we may run the ways of your commandment. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We confess our sin of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree and declare that we have a free passage from our prayer life. Amen. To ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven on today. And we are seated in heavenly place with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we war from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territories. Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we cry out, oh God, on today, that we may be delivered and those in our family and loved ones may be delivered and set free, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us for any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness, Father God. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh Lord, cleanse our mind by the washing of the word, with your water, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeem. Amen. O Lord, set a watch over our mouth and keep the door of our lips up. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips up. O Lord, superimpose the fruits of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. O Lord, you ask, O God, hallelujah, that one come, O God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We come this morning, O God, to worship you as your word says you desire, in spirit and in truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. O Lord, we come dying to this flesh, O God. God. And Lord, we ask you to strengthen our spirit, man, even the more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, all that's on the line this morning, they have an ear to hear, let them hear of God with us, said the Lord, that we may be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come believing on today. Amen. But, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, help us with our unbelief. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, set your mouth open this morning, oh God. Anoint our mouths, oh God, that we would speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we decree and declare victory is ours. Hallelujah. By faith, we receive the victory that Jesus Christ won on Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare 1 John 1:9 that we are cleansed. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgiven from all our sins and cleansed from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Devil, you are a liar. Hallelujah. We know your plot and your plan is to kill, steal, and destroy the children of God. But we decree and declare victory over you right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, purge the wicked out the land this morning, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day in peace. We speak life and not death. Amen. We speak the blessing of the Lord and not cursing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Help us to seek you even more, God. In every situation in our lives, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, for we know the answer lies with you, Father God, for all things are in your hands, for you are the creator of all, in all, for all, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you as we come humbly this morning, oh God, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you, and those in our family may be delivered, oh God, and forgiven, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare your word in Isaiah 55:24. Before we call, you will answer, and while we are yet speaking, you will hear us. Oh, Lord, you have caused the Jew and the Gentile, the wolf and the lamb, to be together in your church, and the dust and the serpents meet. Amen. There is no hurt or destruction in your holy mountain as we come on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, rejoice in Jerusalem, the church, and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all who mourn for her. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, extend peace, Shalom, to your church like a river. Amen. Oh Lord, our heart rejoices and our bones flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord is made known to us. Amen. We come to the mountain of the Lord to Zion. Amen. And we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare this with peace and Levites because of the new covenant and the new creation. We are a worshiper. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we trust in you. Let us be as a tree by the waters that spread our roots up by the river. So we, hallelujah, need not fear when heat comes up. Let our leaf be green and keep us worry-free in the year of drought. Never fail it to bear fruit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, you are the prince of David. Reign and prosper and execute judgment and justice in the earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are the Lord, our righteousness. We decree that God will save you, we dwell in safety. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have redeemed us and rescued us from those who are struggling in us. My Lord, my God, let us stand on God and sing on the heights of Zion and rejoice in the goodness of the Lord, who supplies us with wheat, wine, and oil. Our soul will be like a well-watered garden, and we will not struggle anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, satisfy our soul with abundance and fill us with your goodness, oh Lord, according to Jeremiah 31:14. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, through the new covenant, you put the Lord in our mind and grace upon our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say, oh, Heavenly Father, search out your sheep and take care of them, rescue them, and bring them back from the foreign nations of where they now live, O Lord. Be their shepherd and let them gaze on fertile fields and be safe on grassy meadows and green hills. Bring back those, O God. Bring back the ones that wander off. Banish those that are hurt and protect those, the ones that are weak. Amen. In the name name of Jesus Christ, that your showers of blessing be released upon our life, and in this season, in the name of Jesus Christ, that Lord, bring us a nation and give us people a new heart and a new spirit, oh Lord. Put your spirit in them and let them keep your standard in the judgment, oh Lord. Let your covenant of peace continue, hallelujah, with hallelujah from generation to generation, and let your sanctuary be established in our midst, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we thank you for your presence right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we need your help, oh God. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We command every hidden spirit in our lives, every spirit of confusion, spirit of destruction, spirit of death, the spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses, every spirit of oppression and fear, hallelujah, and depression, anxiety, spirit of worry, spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, spirit of poverty, lack, and death, spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, and bitterness, and resentment, spirit of gluttony and mammon, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that spirit of suicide, every homosexual spirit, lesbian spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ, of that every familiar spirit of addiction, spirit of jealousy, every hostile emotion, every lying spirit, manipulate spirit, controlling spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of hallelujah, unteachable spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out of our bloodline, leave us alone, we belong to Jesus, we're blood washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare this deliverance on today, that we are delivered and set free. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you to have your way in us. When all these areas have been vacated, we ask that you fill us up to overflowing us, that when the enemy comes back up, he will not find these places vacated, but filled with your glory, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son of glory, Lord, rain down on us, Father God, open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour our blessings upon our lives, right now, that we won't have room enough to receive them, that others will be blessed by the overflow of God's faith to receive the overflow of blessings from heaven, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree that all is well with us. All is well with our finances. All is well with our marriages. All is well with our children. All is well with our mothers and fathers. All is well with our grandchildren and children to come. Amen. All is well with our aunts and uncles and cousins near and far. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. All is well with our in-laws. All is well with our co-workers. All is well with our businesses. All is well with our ministries. All is well that we're connected to. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Our soul says yes to your will, oh God. Our spirit says yes to your will, oh God. We put our hands to the plow, and we will not look back, but we know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. We thank you, oh God, you equipped us for the call. You called us to the name, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree in the crowd this morning, amen, that we're children of God born again in the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us, and we don't want anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen, we're the robe of righteousness, we're the linen of the bar, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ on there. Hallelujah, God. I just want to say thank you, Lord, that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you that the first says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So no matter how we come, hallelujah, we shall enter in with all faith. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We put on us right now the full armor of God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you for your full armor this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you made it, hallelujah, available for us, your children, hallelujah, that we don't have to just go out in this world uncovered, but you provided us with your armor, Father God. Oh, Lord, we put on us right now the heaven of salvation. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for it covers our minds. In the name of Jesus Christ, we put on us the breastplate of righteousness and the girdle of truth. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shoes of peace and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy that stood our way now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to. We decree and declare the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against us. Amen. We decree and declare victory on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you lie. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher right now. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. We deafen his ears right now. They shall speak no evil into our lives of those not saved. They will not be able to locate us in the natural, the supernatural. They will not be able to hear our prayers and conversations unless we speak directly to them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, remove every spiritual cataract, every spiritual negligence, deafness, or spiritual sleep, hallelujah, spiritual ignorance. Oh, Lord, right now, let us be delivered and set free right now, God, that even when we leave this line this morning, amen, we'll be filled with your glory, that we'll be able to move, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we ask that you will honor our steps, amen, that we will continue to be blessed as we go on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, those that are traveling on the road, or those will be traveling on today, amen, as well as myself, oh, God, we and grace and mercy. Lord, we ask that you send your angels before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough patch along the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no pull-ups, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over us right now. In our homes and all that's in our homes. All that enters and exits our homes. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us. Every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, or those in our family and those in the body of Christ may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over any of the roads, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everywhere we hallelujah, our feet may tread, our heads may see the blood of Jesus flesh over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It covers us and protects us, amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, your word says, O Lord, that you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Thus said the Lord our God, amen. And we receive your protection, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that your angels are encamped around us even right there, particularly the unseen and upper stages of this world. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ answers to us. Hallelujah. We decree and declare wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ cover all our possessions, all that we have now and will have in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let this be your set title, God, that you will be extraordinary favor into the life of your children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, open up the way where there seems to be no way, even right now, God, remove every delay to our blessing, oh Lord, you are the breaker that breaks through us, every barrier that the wall, hallelujah, wall that the enemy has erected up against us, oh God, let it be broken through, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, of letter, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, for there's no one greater than you, oh God, you're almighty God by yourself, your kingdom came. Lords of Lords, you are the Alpha and the Omega, you are the beginning and the end, you are the author and the finish of our faith, O Lord, and we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, God, oh Lord, help on today, help in a mighty way for your mighty God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, we decree and declare on today that we are blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it. And we seal this prayer, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, that does all things but fail, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise on this morning. Amen. If you receive that prayer, amen. May it be done to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive my breakthrough.
Amen.
I receive my deliverance today. Hallelujah. I'm healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I am healed. I'm delivered and set free. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the time of life. I am released on this line today and in the life of your children that have come believing to receive, oh God, set us afire with your Holy Ghost. We love you, Father God. Lord, we lift of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We thank God for the opportunity once again to come together this month of February for 28 days, today being day two. We had some difficulties on yesterday, but we worked through those difficulties, and we thank God the line is still open and going. Amen. And it was shut down on yesterday, but look, we've been holding strong this morning. So we thank God for answered prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I call your name, those names. Numbers that I do know that showed up in the studio this morning, and I thank God for you. But the Bible tells us where there are two or more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing, say, I'll be there in the midst. And thank God for being in the midst this morning. Thank you for coming on today. There is two or three of us here on the line today. Hallelujah. Good morning, Minister Lauren. Happy New Year. How you doing and how
good
you
morning.
Been? Good morning.
Hallelujah. I'm praying and I'm just believing God for great things in 24. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. So good to have you on the line today to hear your voice in this 2024. My husband mentioned you the other day, and he said, I'm expecting to hear from Minister Lauren Green. He said, I just believe I'm going to hear from Minister Lauren Green. So I just thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
God
I thought about
God.
Your husband the other day too. I wanted to call him, but I didn't know his schedule. But I should have reached out to him or text him or something, you know. But God is able.
You should.
God is good.
God is able. You can call him if he's able to pick up. He'll pick up on his job and just try him. You know, it'd be the right time when you call him because God will have it. The way it'll be opened up. He definitely needs to hear from me, so that'll be awesome. Hallelujah.
I would definitely do that.
Okay, hallelujah.
I would do that.
Amen. We're doing good there. Tuan,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, well, God bless you. Go ahead. How you been doing?
I'm blessed on this morning. I received all the prayers that went forth, and I'm believing.
Amen.
I am having faith, and I'm excited about what God has for us this month of fasting and praying. So, to God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Thank
you know,
you.
I love you. We love you so much. Hallelujah. We're hanging on here this morning.
Look
at that. Here we are.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. All is well. God is good.
Thank God for the prayers. Thank God for you. Thank God for all the other callers here on the line. And I'm traveling to work. And thank God just for another day. Amen.
Amen. It's been, oh, God, it's so good. Just so forever faithful. Amen. And yesterday I tried to give you a call back. I called everyone individually that was on the line or attempted to call to pray individually, but I think you had already made it to work. So know that we were still praying for you on yesterday, and I just thank God for you being in position, touching and agreeing as we journey through this month of February, trusting God for breakthrough and healing for ourselves and those in our family. And just, you know, divine positioning for our life and being in position in the places where God will have us to be or, you know, have called us to be. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to go into our scripture reading. Amen. Our scripture reading, and then we'll have our prayer petition if you have any prayer petition. Amen. This morning we're coming out the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26 through 30. I'll be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Again, that's Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 30. The Bible reads in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 30. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, from whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he may be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the word this morning. The scriptures that were given this morning and having an understanding of what the scripture is saying. So as a believer, you are not left to your own resources to cope with problems. Amen. Even when you don't know the right words to pray, the Holy Spirit prays with and for you, and God answers. Now, with God helping you pray, you don't need to be afraid to come before him. Amen. Ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for you according to the will of God. Amen. Then when you bring your request to God, trust that he will always do what is best. Amen. Hallelujah. God works in all things. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 28, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God works in all things, not just isolated incidents for our good, but in all things. And this does not mean that all that happens to us will be pleasant, and we do not have to call pain good. And I hear people saying a lot, saying, oh, I thank God for the pain. I thank God for the good pain. No, we don't. Even though the evil pervades our fallen world, God is able to turn every circumstance around for long-range benefits, meaning turning around for our good. Know that God does not work only to make us happy, but to fulfill his purposes. Amen? I want us to note also that this promise is not for everybody. It can be claimed only by those who love God and are called by him. Amen? Now, that is those the Holy Spirit convinces and enables to receive Jesus Christ. See, people have a new perspective and a new mind. You know, these people, such people have a new perspective and a new mindset. They trust in God, not in life's treasures. They find their security in heaven priorities, like heaven priorities, amen, not earthly ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Their faith in God does not waver in pain or persecution because they know God is with them. Hallelujah. We don't begin to crumble and say, Lord, why are you doing this to me? Why are you allowing this to happen to me? Why is this going on? What kind of God is this? And they get to complaining and they get to cursing God and they get to giving up. And what kind of God does this? But we stand and know that God is still God and God is still able. And we trust in God through every situation. and circumstances that come into our lives. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer, God, that we be the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Are y'all still there with me? Looks like we're holding strong this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If you have any prayer petition, we would love to touch and agree with you on today. As you pray, we will touch and agree. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I'm asking for prayer for my finances and asking for prayer that we would get the house situation resolved. I would have to talk to you off the line and really go all the way into it. I don't want to take up too much time. But
okay.
I believe in God to turn this around. I believe God, even if things don't go the way that we want, God is not limited in resources. God got houses. God
yes.
got lands. God got everything. But
everything.
It's on my heart because this is sentimental to my wife. This was her mother, her parents' house, and we want to try to keep it and save it. So we just believe in God that we're going to go get a loan to have the house rehabbed. And we're just asking God for favor on Monday when we go meet with these people.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We come touching and agreeing on today in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, oh, gracious Lord, for your all-seeing, all-knowing, everywhere, God. Lord, you know what we need. Lord, your word says in Matthew 6:33, oh, God, says, seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, oh, God. So, Lord, we come seeking, oh, God, that you know everything that your son needs, oh, God, that you know the time that you have set to release it, oh, God. But you, Lord, you said we can come asking and believing, oh, God. And, oh, Lord, with all faith, oh, God, we come with our combined faith on today with your son. Learn, oh, God, and we just pray, oh, God, that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for his good, oh God, that you would call your sons or your daughters, oh God, that you have in position in this place, oh God, that they will come forward, oh God, that you would have favor in their sight, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, you make numbers count, amen. We don't have to count numbers, oh God. You make numbers count. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you made every number count in his favor in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, you create them all in all, oh God, for everything is in your hands, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, we come to you because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So, Lord, I ask that you bless his finances, oh, God. Lord, we pray for overflow of financial support right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we know that you can do it, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you in advance that it's already done. We decree to have no losses, amen. We decree to have no setbacks, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The devil, you are alive. So we stand with joy today because we know that it's already done, amen. For the joy of the Lord. We shall not fumble. We shall not take any counterfeits of substitutes. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We'll go after the kingdom of God. And you said that we ask, we shall receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, according to your will, that it be done. And Lord, we know that you take pleasure in blessing your children. Amen. And your son, Lord, is your child, oh God. He's your servant, oh God. Your obedient servant is ready to serve. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, oh God. Let this be the set time that we receive your extraordinary favor, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, that the home will be restored, oh God. We thank you for restoration on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, and we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory, that it is already moved, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale. And the promises of God. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Just go ahead and rejoice right now. Amen. Because I want you to know,
Hallelujah.
Even though God can turn
Hallelujah.
It around, you just want to see if you're going to believe yes. him to the end. When they say no, and then they come back and say, hey. Mr. Green, we found
yes.
something. We want you to come back in because the devil trying to play tricks with you. God say, no. I just want you to just keep on holding on. Just keep on believing.
Yes.
Even in that situation, he said, I'm going to show you that I'm still God because he said, I will get all
that's
the glory. Man won't get the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is still able. Amen. He got so many ways to bless. He got so, I want you to understand, he got more, hallelujah, more than what you think you have. He's able.
Mm. Hallelujah. Mm.
Man may not be able, God is able to do all things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Just believe and rejoice. Amen. Tell your wife to believe and rejoice. And just be excited and say, Lord, I trust you. If you don't do it this way, I know you got many other ways to do it. So, Lord, I just trust you right now. I'm trusting
trust
you, Father
you.
God. Lord, woo,
I trust you.
And when you begin to just keep speaking and keep speaking, every time the enemy tries to say something, you shut them up and you say, I trust you, Lord. I believe in you, Lord, and you rest in you rest in us. You rest in them. Amen. They, I remember they put a lock on my door and they had evicted me and I had all these children. I was single with all these children and trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. And I just said, Lord, I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
I rest in God. And if someone, God sent someone and said, hey, we want to help you out. Hallelujah. They said, we want to help you out. You got all these talents and gifts and we see what you're doing. Come on, we're going to move you and your children. Matter of fact, we're going to put some money in your pocket. They took me and got me a new place and put the money down and put money in my pocket. I want you to know that God is able.
Yeah.
God. Just say, Lord, I trust you. But you say, God, I trust you and I believe and I'm going to go rest and know that you are God and my Lord, my God. The children get to ask you, Mom, we going to be okay? I said, do I look worried? They say, no, Mom. I said, well, why are you worried if I ain't worried? Hallelujah. I want you to know that you have a God that does not worry on how he going to do it. Amen. Because he's able.
Right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you and God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Minister Learn. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen. My prayer petition is I just want to decree and declare unity within the church. I just want to decree and declare unity within households, families, within those that, serve God. With those that's in the kingdom, a part of the body of Christ, I just declare and I declare unity and healing and that we may be fully functioning and operating and fruitful, bearing good fruit within the kingdom, within the temple, within the body of Christ, you know, as a whole, those that are called, you know, in both the church and the households, the heads, every part of the body, from the head to the toes, I just pray that the body of Christ become fully functioning and not divided against itself. So I just want to decree and declare unity, and that's my prayer.
Amen. We touch and agree. Amen. On today, oh gracious Lord. Lord, we know that you're not a God of confusion, amen, but a God of order, amen. Father God, as you come, we pray, oh God, that you would just touch the body of Christ, oh God. Lord, that you would touch the home of your children, oh God, and we pray for divine unity would come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that they will seek you even the more, oh God, knowing with you there is unity, amen. Oh, Lord, I pray right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name, whatever the enemy has caused division, oh God, caused separation, caused confusion, oh God, within the body of Christ, oh God, within your church, oh God. Oh Lord, let it be uprooted right now and passed down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and let unity come, oh God. Remove every spiritual blindness, every spiritual deafness that's in operating in the church right now, every spiritual sleep, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare deliverance on today, amen. We decree and declare wholeness and newness of life in the body of Christ, amen, and in the homes of your children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come against our divorce, we come against the spirit of divorce right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare unity in every marriage that you've ordained between man and woman, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory. We decree and declare your goodness on today. We decree and declare your love for us, oh God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, amen, for your finished work on Calvary. Hallelujah. We decree and declare it is done. Hallelujah. By faith, we receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
To God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I believe.
Amen. God bless
I receive
you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to come against the spirit of confusion, and that's why people are, that's why there's division in the home and, you know, in the body of Christ itself, is because the spirit of confusion is running rapid, and the spirit of destruction. We have a lot of people that are operating, that are in position to lead, but they're operating with a double mind. And when you're double-minded, amen, you know, that's kind of somebody driving a car and they just swerving across the road. And, you know, when you're operating like that, you're bound to run into something. You're bound to test something up and even destroy your own self when you're operating with a double mind and you're driving that vehicle from left to right and in and out of the lane and just, you know, not signaling when you're going. You're just stopping and braking and going and speeding. You're bound to tear some up because you're operating with a double mind. I pray that, hallelujah, that those in the body of Christ will operate with a sound mind. For the Bible tells that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I pray that we operate in that, those that are in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray this morning for the head of the household. I pray for every man of God that God has called in position to be a husband, to lead, and hallelujah, their family, amen, to be the priest of the home. I pray on today that every man, every husband take their position in leadership in the home in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It does not matter how much money he's making or how much he's not making. God has called man to be the head of the house. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how much the wife know about the word of God. God has called man to be the head of the house, and we are to pray for our husbands, pray for our brothers, pray for our fathers, hallelujah, pray for our sons in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us on today to not to be the accuser of the brethren of God, but to pray in season and out of season, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, lifting each other up, oh God, hallelujah, the infirmities of the weak, oh God, he covers Shatiah, and we just want to say thank you. So on today, I pray for my husband that you will, Lord, continue to strengthen him, guide him, direct him with our Holy Spirit, oh God, that you'll pour into a mighty, oh God, fill him, oh God, with our Shekinah glory and be his help, oh God, hallelujah, even right now, Lord. Oh Lord, I pray that you will bless him with long life, oh God. Oh Lord, strengthen his heart, oh God. Let his heart be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Oh Lord, bring healing to his body, strength to his bones, peace to his mind, and joy to his spirit, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, anyone or any, hallelujah, anywhere that they're holding on to, his finances, Lord, let there be a release on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, open up the floodgates of heaven and flood his life, oh God. Those, hallelujah, in position, oh God, that you've called to be husbands to your daughters, oh God. Oh Lord, flood them with our goodness and favor on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare it is so and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 We decree that money will not be an issue for us anymore. Amen. We will not have money issues anymore. We will not have financial issues anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We will not have to, hallelujah, keep praying about finance. Amen. We decree and declare that finances are here. Finances are here. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for opening up your bank, oh God, and supplying every financial need. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon our life, the blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. So when we receive the money, we don't have to worry about how we're going to pay it back, that it becomes an issue. It becomes a stressful situation. Amen. We decree and declare we receive the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so. And it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep your family. We are a family. Amen. And I'm going to focus out here in prayer. The prayer that I'm praying is strategic. It's prayers from every weight. Amen. Every weight. So let us pray as we get ready to wrap up here. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you for this set time that you've allowed us to come this morning. We thank you for we thank you, Lord God, that you called us to live. Amen. You called us by name, oh God, that you remembered us on today. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, oh God, for you said, live, my daughter, live, my son. You awaken our sleeping spirits. But Lord, we pray right now, let us receive total deliverance from every weight, from every sin, from every pattern of sin, every dark cloud, every gloominess or gloomy feeling that may be trying to come over us or and those in our family, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And every weight of offense, every weight of depression, every weight of shame or guilt, oh Lord, whatever weight is zapping out the strength from us, oh God, and every weight that is zapping the strength out of our children and our family, oh God, set us free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God, that endure forever. We thank you, Lord God, for your freedom. Let freedom begin to manifest in our life. Freedom from all weights and freedom from all evil, freedom from all sins, and freedom from all bad lusts and addiction, bad habits, witchcraft, freedom from all satanism, freedom from all curses, spoken or written curses, all evil. Let freedom manifest in our lives, in the life of those in our family, oh God, and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, let every evil be pushed back. Let every darkness be pushed back, oh Lord. Let every work of darkness be made none and void. Let us be set free in every weapon passing against us. Let it be counseled now, and let no such weapon prosper. Let every spell, curse, words, every negative word spoken against us, let it be broken and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, release your fire over our lives. Release your fire, Lord God. Let that fire roast every evil. Let that fire break down and destroy every chain. Let every chain melt and fall off, oh God. Let every prison door fall off right now. Let the door of evil prisons open up right now and release us from whatever prison the enemy has tried to put us in, especially the prison of heaviness and every weight that's trying to hold us back up from going forward. Amen. Lord, even as we prepare for this day, this week, this month, this year, let no such plan or trap of the enemy prosper. Even before this day, this week, this month, this year end, let us receive what you promised to us this year of 2024. Amen. Lord, we pray, let divine provisions manifest. Amen. Let divine supply of every need manifest. Amen. Lord, whatever the enemy is set up to hold us back from, what you plan for us to receive this day, this week, this month, or this year, that everything the devil set up be removed right now and be destroyed, everything that was destined to be given to us this year, this day, this month, or this week, let us receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, do not let this day, week, month, or year end until we receive the blessing that is due to us. This day, this week, this month, this year. Amen. Lord God, let us receive a message about fire by force. Lord, let us know that you are the God who speaks and lives. Amen. Let the world witness to know you are alive. Amen. You are our God, and we trust in you and can call on your name, and we are saved. Amen. Deliver us from every darkness of God, from every weight, from every sin, and from every setback, every limitation, from every evil that the devil has put up to hold us back. Lord, let us continue to go forward. Lord, let us continue to make progress. Let us continue to shine with the light that you have blessed in us, and then the light of the world. And we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for it, and we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Lord. We shield this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you both on the line this morning. No, Cousin Kim had to get into work. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Minister Lauren Green, go ahead.
Amen. I just want to say I'm trusting God. However God does it, I'm just believing God. You know, I've been witnessing. Mm-hmm. I've been staying in my studies. I've been praying. And I just believe God is going. He's going to work. You know, I've seen him come through even in this situation at different times. So We just have to trust God and just follow his plan, and yes. He's going to do it. He's going to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to work it out.
Amen. It is done.
We just have to keep praying for favor, you know, just praying that that blessing of Abraham, that blessing, that we receive that, the blessing of Abraham be upon us. And that's the thing. And I'm just so thankful that you were here to touch and agree with me on this morning. I'm just praising God for it. Amen.
Amen. The blessings of Abraham are upon us. Amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, God is so good. You know, we are living in two places, Houston and Port Arthur. So we have a house in Houston, and then we have a place out here in Port Arthur where I'm at right now. And I tell you, God is good. We have fully furnished the place upon moving into it because my husband works out here, and it takes a lot of time and hours of the day. And the company gives per diem where it is paid for. And so not only do we have one place, we have, you know, we have two. So God is able to do it in such a way that, you know, it got, you know, and I'm not working. I don't work my job. So God made a way where, you know, I'm focusing on my business. And God has blessed my husband to be in a position to be able to, you know, take care of the things the family needs. So God is able. And God is still, you know, working miracles. Amen. So God bless you, Minister Lundgren. We love you. It's so good to hear your voice once again. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm grateful to be on the line. I just come expecting God to, you know, to meet the need, my spiritual needs. You know, I know I'm his child. I know that I can come before him. So I just thank God for, you know, really the greatest gift, which is his love. You know, and with his love is so much, you know, that when someone loves you so much, they do for you. So I'm glad to know, you know, that I have that in him. So I'm grateful for everyone, for the minister on the line, for you, you know, that we're in a position that we could come and agree and expect God to move on our behalf. So to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. It's definitely been a blessing to be in position. And I'm just trusting God even the more in these 28 days as we continue on. We have 26 more days. And we know how fast these days go by. Amen. We're on and we're like, oh, it's over with. But just, you know, really inviting it, you know, all that God is going to be pouring out and all God is doing. Even in this season of our life, amen. And so I definitely want to also pray for those, want y'all to pray for those who have lost loved ones, even, you know, last month, you know, people are still, you know, going on in. And my prayer, and I told my husband the other night, he said, let's talk about something we normally don't talk about. So let's talk about our feelings, you know, our emotions. And I told him I was emotional because I've heard people passing, but I was concerned if they had received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You know, they live how they wanted to live. And that's the thing. Did they receive Jesus Christ? You know, and when you know that someone did, you know, for sure, you know that, you know, you have peace in that. You know, okay, they received. And that, because, you know, leaving this world, we all going to go. But knowing that people are leaving and they have a relationship with God and they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they're saved, brings peace and solace to those who love them. So definitely you want to be praying for the family and just praying that we all be ready, that we all be ready when that day comes. Amen. So again, God bless you all. God keep you. I just want to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Before we leave off the line today. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the knowledge that you are his child and he is your Savior. Whatever adversity may come, you and the Lord are greater than any mountain that will stand before you. You have more power than any giant that may be presented to you. No crisis shall overcome you because you are a child of the King. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you both. And I hope to hear y'all on the line in the morning. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh.